Today is Monday, January 11th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So it's that busy time of the quarter for work. We're doing all this planning. I had so many meetings today. I probably had, I don't know, probably around 6 or 7 meetings today, and it's a 8-hour work day. For some, it's still a 9-hour work day. So at Walmart, when you work, and I don't know if they do that so much anymore, but Sam Walton originally, and he's the founder of Walmart. He's no longer alive, but he's the original founder of Walmart. He instituted for all salaried folks, so not people who work in the store and who are hourly, but people who work in the offices, in the home office, in technology, et cetera, et cetera. If you are a salaried position, full time for you is 45 hours a week. And so it's not a 40-hour work week, it's a 45-hour work week. Now, they don't really follow that so much in the technology offices of California. At least, I don't think so. In practice, they don't really follow that. And mostly, we follow all of the stuff in the Arkansas offices. Because, you know, they were trying to attract technologists in California, and they had to, I think they had to relax some of that. They offer unlimited vacation. They have other things in California that we don't have in Arkansas. But really, because of the intermingling, I believe because of the intermingling of the California teams and the Arkansas teams, and we all work together now. And for instance, my manager was based out of the California office. Well, now my manager's in, I have a different manager and he's in Seattle. But a lot of the technologists that we work with are in California. That has really lessened. It's a lot more relaxed. They don't mandate that we work 45 hours. And regardless, all that being said, it's about an 8-hour, 8 to 8.5 hour. If you're really, really a workaholic, a 9-hour work day. And that's a lot of meetings for that amount of time. And I feel like the further up the chain or the further managerial type jobs that you do, the more meetings you have. And I have to have breaks between that because I've discovered that I'm an introvert and meetings tire me out so much, so much. I need some breathing time after that. It would be best if I had some breathing time in between meetings so I could crawl into my little shell and regenerate. Regardless, it's been a busy day. So this weekend, over the weekend, it was pretty much chore weekend. On Saturday, we hung out a lot, but on Sunday, and we went to a nursery. Mark wanted to look for a particular plant, so we went to a nursery. I taught him how to drill a hole in a pot, so that was really exciting. And we watched movies over the weekend. So on Saturday, we watched, what did we watch on Saturday? On Saturday, we watched, now I can't remember what it was that we watched on Saturday. It was Birds of Prey. It was Harley Quinn. There, Birds of Prey is Harley, basically the second Harley Quinn movie. And we watched that, and then last night we watched The Aeronauts. I didn't really like Harley Quinn. I didn't like the first one, and I'm not really enjoying much of the DC stuff at all. I prefer the Marvel stuff, and I think that's true of most people. For whatever reason, I have not enjoyed the DC. And it's strange because I'm more of a DC person. I loved Superman when I was growing up. I loved Wonder Woman. I loved all of those characters. I believe Green Lantern is a DC character. I love the Joker, Batman, all that. But now I'm really enjoying, maybe they're just, DC doesn't do a good job with their movies, but I really enjoy the Marvel stuff, the Spider-Man and the X-Men and the... I did enjoy X-Men when I was growing up as well, but I don't know. Captain America, Thor, Hulk. Actually, I used to watch the original live-action version of Incredible Hulk when I was growing up. And Lou Ferrigno, who played the Hulk, because there was, I guess there was no CGI back then. They just stripped him naked and painted him green. I had such a crush on him. I thought he was so hot because all those green muscles. Anyway, so I really liked that show, but I don't really like, I didn't like Birds of Prey. I'm not a big DC fan, I guess, and I didn't really like it. But The Aeronauts we watched last night, and I really enjoyed that. It's a historical piece based on, and I can't remember the guy's name. I want to say James Glacier or Glacier, but he was a meteorologist out of the United Kingdom. And how basically it's the story is kind of, they took a bunch of stories and it's an amalgam of a bunch of different stories based on different people's lives. But how they went up in these balloons and studied the Earth's atmosphere from these balloons. And that's how, that was the starting of how we predict the weather now. But it was a really harrowing tale of this guy, and he wants to go up in a balloon with this woman who's a aeronaut. She's a balloon pilot. And they're up in the air, and he convinces her to go higher than they really should. And he starts to go crazy because of the effects of the cold on his brain, and his nose starts bleeding. He's getting hypothermia in his hands, and she is too, and they can't get the balloon to come down at one point, so she has to climb. It is ridiculous. This woman climbs, and I don't know if this really happened or not, but this woman climbs the ropes on the outside of the balloon, up around, and she climbs to the top of the balloon on these ropes. And because apparently there's a vent on the top that she, for whatever reason, it got stuck and she needed to go. Anyway, it was ridiculous, but apparently it is based on somewhat of a true story of these aeronauts that went, I don't know, to 27,000, 28,000, maybe even 30,000 feet in a hot air balloon. No, it was not a hot air balloon. It was a gas balloon. And I didn't even know that a gas balloon existed. I don't know what gas they used. I thought all balloons were hot air balloons. But apparently there is such a thing as a gas balloon, and I haven't researched it. And I don't even know if they still are in existence or if people do that today, but these balloons were gas balloons. So they put some gas, I'm assuming not helium, but some other gas in these balloons, and the gas itself caused the balloon to rise. So we did that, and it was chore day on Sunday. So I needed to clean the bathroom. So I did the toilets. I was really proud of myself. I Windexed all the windows. It seems like it's too soon for this to be happening, but the little drain holes in the sink where if you overfill the sink, the water will start going into that upper drain hole, those had started to get mold on the inside of them. And so I took a scrub brush and scrubbed really. I took off, there's a little piece, a little silver piece, that actually pulls out, and it's just the porcelain sink with the hole. So I took a scrub brush and got in there as far in there as I could and brushed all the mold out. And I even took paper towels with cleaner on them, and I cleaned the top of the baseboards. Because I didn't know this happened. When I was growing up, I didn't realize that baseboards will collect dust. And that's something that you needed to clean. But over the years, living in different houses, I've realized that if you don't wipe those or do something with them, they'll collect dust, and eventually it's like this thick layer of dust that's hard to get off. It sticks to the paint. It's horrible. So I cleaned the baseboards. I did the mirrors. I did all the surfaces. I cleaned the sinks really good. 3 different bathrooms. And I cleaned the toilets. All of the toilets. I put in the toilet bowl cleaner and use the scrub brush. And I also clean the outside of the toilets. I'm proud of myself. Mark did the floors all over the house. He vacuumed and mopped and did all that kind of stuff. And we did a little bit of dusting. So it was really chore day. And then the other thing that I've been doing is testing out a new streaming software that I think we're going to switch to for Pride48.com. And it's not, it's the back end stuff. It's not the front end. And so it's hard to describe, but it has some features that I'm wanting to use. And I think it'll make it easier for our next June event, specifically. And so I don't want to get into a lot of detail now, but I did a lot of testing over the weekend to see, to compare the features of what we're currently using to the features in this other thing. And it looks promising. It looks promising. So I'm just trying to decide. And I've pretty much made my decision, but I'm just looking at a couple of other things. And then I've got to figure out what the timeline is going to be for transitioning over to the new one. So that was another thing I did. And then today, just work. Man, I watched the news today just a little bit. I mean, maybe 10 minutes of news. And with only 10 minutes of news, I'm already hearing depressing stuff that I really just makes me want to curl up in a ball or move to a different country. Because apparently the FBI has put out a warning that there are going to be armed protests Inauguration Day, not only at the state capitol, at the U.S. Capitol around the inauguration, but at all 50 state capitals. There are going to be not just protests, but armed protests. It is just blowing my mind that either people are so stupid as to believe that the election was rigged and will turn to violence to try to overturn that, or that they don't care whether it was a valid election or not, but they're willing to go and be violent to keep Trump in office. I just don't understand it. I really don't. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.